this is going to be a great show.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing great.
Beautiful day here at the Jabbercast.
Wonderful. Studio East.
Studio East.
Studio W.
Got the sun shining.
Sun is shining. It's a beautiful day.
Leonard Skinner on the radio.
Yeah.
Big JD pulls up to the studio and I could tell he was here because the music was cranking and I'm thinking Big JD's around. On the hunt, cranking.
I was listening to Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, Show 6.
Yeah, awesome. And how'd it go?
Show 7 was yesterday, actually. I was listening to Show 6. For some reason, I didn't get Show 7 transferred onto my iPod yet. So
you're a week behind.
Listening-wise, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
But on schedule with the show. Show went good.
Of course you're on schedule.
Thousands of listeners.
Sure. It's awesome.
That's CALM.
That's a really good show. I enjoy listening to it. I usually listen to it right here. It's not an on-the-go show for me.
Right on.
I crank it up in my speakers.
I need you to subscribe and join the mailing list.
Do you have a mailing list?
No, but I'm going to have one. We need one for the Jabbercast as well. Speaking of the Jabbercast, what do you got going on with the Jabbercast? Where are you dragging us?
We're going to drag us over to FM radio.
That's right.
Over at CJAM.
We have a meeting this month. Some training, actually.
Training?
It's a training session. It's not just an interview thing or anything. I think it's good to go. It's some kind of a training session to get us familiar with everything there.
Oh, I thought they wanted us to train them.
Yeah. Train them in podcasting, maybe. We're seasoned vets.
Pretty much. Come to Seasoned Vets, and
we'll hook you up with some pets.
Hmm.
Speaking of pets, did you hear the You Talking to Me show?
No, I didn't hear the new You Talking to Me show. You got to keep talking. I got an issue over here.
Okay, I'll be talking away here on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. And it is a beautiful day here. The weather's getting extremely awesome in our part of the world here. Of course, you're listening worldwide here. And I got to find all these ATOC things and edit them out because we broadcast on, we stream elsewhere. We got a lot going on.
Yes.
I just remembered that. I got to watch what I say all the time.
You got to watch what you say all the time. Not here, you don't, though.
Everywhere.
This is the Jabbercast. 18 and over only, please. But we don't put the explicit tag on our show when we podcast it, though, do we?
No, but we don't say anything that bad, really. We don't use the F word.
You want me to say?
No, we don't. We don't really say anything bad. Not too bad.
Right.
You do sometimes.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Foulmouth over here. It's more politically incorrect stuff, I think we might.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're not foul-mouthed on air.
My name is Big JD.
There's 5 minutes killed right there.
we're no mofos.
Yo, mofo.
No, we're good. So, are you excited about that?
Excited about FM?
Yeah.
Sure I am. You going to ask me why I'm excited about it?
Why?
I just went through that. Pre-show. I'm excited about it because FM is where you want to get to, whether the station is a big station or not, or whether it's a local station. FM, it's, you know, I think that internet radio is the way of the future. And even satellite is awesome, you know what I mean? But FM still exists. It's still sort of the big boy, you know? It's the pro place to be,
mm-hmm.
in theory, in name, in clout, clout wise. You know what I mean? It's when you say you're doing an FM radio show, that's where else can you go from there? You don't go anywhere. Unless, I mean, of course, it's affiliated with a big station or that small station's broadcast on another station as well. But, and that happens too. But I think it's a good move for us.
Even if you're like a DJ in a pretty decent market, let's say Detroit, mm-hmm. Those dudes don't make much money.
Well, no, I don't necessarily think it's about the money.
Oh, good.
I think it's got something to do with the climb. And like you say, the clout, resume-wise or whatever, as far as being able to take the Jabbercast to our furthest level. I mean, if we were to approach satellite, say we wanted to be broadcast on satellite, which is another great move, is it better to say that we have a podcast or just maybe an internet radio station, which is cool, of course. I'm not knocking it at all. Internet radio is awesome. But saying that, you know, we do an FM radio talk show at a real station, mm-hmm. that's a pretty good thing to, you know what I mean? And we, of course, want to take the Jabbercast as far as we can and as big as of an audience we can.
Where do you see the pinnacle being?
The pinnacle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez.
Because once you got a talk show.
I suppose hanging out with Howard. Who knows?
And
Art.
No, he's on satellite.
yeah, on satellite. Who'd I just say?
Art Bell.
Howard Stern, yeah. The pinnacle, the height of our whole career.
Yes, yeah, so, we made it.
Honestly, it would be a paying gig. That's what it would be. But I think the stepping stone to get someplace or to somebody say, like, a lot of people listen to these guys. These guys are really good. Let's get them on our station as a morning show guys or something for 4 hours, you know, whatever. Somewhere, somehow, someone, something has got to email us at hearmeoutofthejabbercast.com and hook us up. But seriously, at some point in time, it'd be nice for us to, you know, have a cool paying gig maybe that... Who knows? Maybe sure. We don't have to work a regular 8 hour a day job or something.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be the ultimate right there.
Right.
But of course, who knows? But someplace, a cool paying gig, that's the thing.
Sure.
If it was a part-time thing, decent money, whatever, I'd still go with it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And your wife would support you.
She'd have to get another couple jobs.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. Like... You know,
that's what I'm saying. If we got a gig at, let's say the Riff, we take over Mike and Drew's spot because they moved on somewhere else.
Well, sure, that's amazing.
I'd have to change I'd have to change my lifestyle.
You'd have to change your name too.
Lippo's not
good enough anymore. No,
that's a brand. We're building a brand here.
That's right, Big JD and Lippo, the brand. And dolls, trading cards.
Yes, bobbleheads. The Big JD bobblehead with his Ray-Bans bobbing on his head.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Just if we were to do that, which as I think we discussed on the very first show, career choices.
Yes, we did.
I wanted to be a DJ when I was a kid growing up. I thought I was mm-hmm. going to be a DJ.
And I was thinking that you went to school for broadcasting or something. That's what I thought you did. But it was a graphic arts thing.
Well, it's the
communications
advertising program. Advertising program at St. Clair College here.
Yeah,
where we're teaching now.
We do teach. We get good things, and we get some paying gigs out of all this that's come out of it. But the ultimate is to sit here and jabber like we do. And I think that, you know, Big JD and Lippo is becoming a household name now, for one thing.
In this household, anyway.
Sure. And we're becoming seasoned at the whole thing.
A little bit of oregano.
Yeah. A little bit of
thyme.
What are other spices? Cool. Rosemary.
Rosemary, yeah.
Thyme. You got thyme for rosemary?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Dill's
I don't, really for sure.
Basil.
Yes. That's what I would name my firstborn son. If I had a baby, I'd call him Basil.
Really?
Yes.
Or you'd call him Basil.
No, I'd call him Basil. You say Basil, I say Basil.
It's a good dog name.
Bizzle Basil. That's a good name for something. Bizzle Basil.
That's a doozy.
I like that.
That's a doozy.
I heard it here forced forks. You're on the jab again.
Is there not enough caffeine in that tea for you?
Oh, I was well equipped before I got here.
I thought so.
Ephedra! keeps you rocking and rolling. And we better take a little break here.
So this week's Jabbercast.
This week's Jabbercast is on bad habits. We got a bad habit of jabbering on and on about
everything else.
Non-topic, non-related, but that's what it's about, the Jabbercast.
Sure. That's right. We got to have some kind of anchor. What's our
better known as filler.
No.
Oh, the other. The anchor is our real subject.
Exactly. We're good with the filler.
Yeah.
But we have to have something to fall back on that works.
50 minutes of filler, 10 minutes of anchor. No. You'd think we were in the Navy.
Some weeks are better than others.
They're all great. Don't let him kid you.
No, I'm saying the anchor.
Oh, okay.
The ratio is always going to be different. Depending on what the anchor is. Like that lampshade show we did the other
week. We never did no lampshade show, man. You know what was good is our Get in Shape show was a big show for us. A lot of listeners.
Yes, we got the stats on that. That was a highly listened
thousands. today's show's on bar mitzvahs. Oh, we did that already, didn't we?
Don't miss Big JD's new talk radio program, You Talking to Me. Yapping it up with a different guest every week. Right here on the All Talk Radio Network, Saturdays at 2 Eastern Standard Time. You Talking to Me with Big JD.
It's bad habits. I mentioned already, didn't I? Bad habits.
Yes.
And when we were talking last week about bad habit, was a song by somebody you had mentioned.
The Monks.
There you go.
I thought you'd have that all queued up.
Yeah, The Monks. Yeah. Speaking of music, I have to slide this in really quick. My wife comes home the other day, says, excuse me. No, she didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
She says, you ever heard of the band Skinny Lizzy? And I'm like, Skinny Lizzy? Like, what's that? No. Is it some like Thin Lizzy cover band? Oh, Thin Lizzy. That's it. She says, Thin
Lizzy. Skinny Lizzy.
Well, she comes from Europe and she doesn't, you know, she's not as maybe up on some of the, well, of course they're from Dublin, but still she's, you know,
there was no EU when Thin Lizzy was around.
Here and there. But anyway, she says, I'm like, yeah, of course I do. One of her bosses, who she'd been talking to a little more now because she was working on this other shift for a week, helping with the computers and everything because they'd taken over by a whole new company from Vegas. Anyways, so she's talking more to this one boss woman there. And
your wife works at a casino. Just let people know that.
This woman dated both Scott Gorham and Gary Moore from Thin Lizzy.
Wow.
For years. She went out with both of them. And anyway, after years and years, 20-some years, not just recently, Deep Purple played in Detroit, and Scott Gorham was playing with Deep Purple.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so her and her girlfriend went, and, you know, of course, he's like, hey, it's you. Like, you know, like, and they hooked back up, and they were hanging out and stuff backstage, whatever. Then she went to, I guess, Dublin for the Gary Moore and Friends thing and hung out with everybody. And again, she knows everybody.
She was there for
that? She knows everybody. She hung out with Phil Lynott and everybody back in the day. But yeah, she knows everybody. She was there for that thing and the unveiling of the statue thing that they had on going on there, everything.
It's amazing you say that because I just watched that yesterday.
Yeah, and she talks to them guys all the time. She's on the phone, text message, whatever. So they're, you know, hooked back up basically, like, you know, talking to Scott and all that stuff and Gary and everything and the whole big thing. And it was just really cool. And, you know, she's been telling my wife all these stories now and all the stuff that's gone on and which, you know, when she was younger and now and still talking. And she's like, oh, yesterday she just said she was text, you know, Scott, and he had just done some big benefit in wherever he is, you know what I mean? And I guess she's something else is going on where she's going to hook up with him for a while to hang out or backstay or who knows what. But it was a cool story.
Well, hook us up, man.
Very cool. And that just, I wanted to mention this other one real fast.
What's your hurry?
Was that it reminded me of this other thing. My ma worked at Allstate for years and years, and a girlfriend of hers at Allstate Insurance she was kind of a groupie, hung out with the band Free back in the day in England.
Great band.
And my mom told me that story, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'll get, you know, JD pictures and everything of, you know, I got pictures of me with the band and all kinds of stuff. And she called her mother back in England, and her mother said, no, it was all up in the attic, and it was all, everything was all musty and, you know, whatever. Her mother threw everything away. She doesn't have any of those pictures anymore, but that woman used to hang out with Free. That was really cool, too.
That's very cool. Bummer.
But anyway, that's some cool story.
Yes. So what does your wife's friend do at the casino?
She's a big boss there.
Okay.
Of some kind. Yeah.
It's not in the entertainment end of it, though.
No. Okay. She's like a upper management.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool stuff, though. It's weird when it's the stories like, you know, somebody you know or some, you know what I mean, kind of thing, and they went out with somebody like that, you know?
Right.
And she's just, they wrote a song about her. I can't remember the name now. Still in love with you or still loving you or something like that. Thin Lizzy tune.
Really?
It was about her, yeah. She said they were at, I think it was the concert in when she was in Dublin or whatever, and they took turns going over to her side where she was at the stage there and doing solos for her and stuff, and pretty funny.
That's cool.
She was like big time with them, you know what I mean? They really dig her.
Right.
Awesome. So she was young at the time, in her teens. But cool story, man.
Awesome.
So anyways, time for another break? Or what do we got going on here? Bad habits.
Bad habits.
Oh, wait, I got this one other story. No, yeah, okay. I'm just kidding. Let's get on to the bad habits. Why don't we start off with biting nails? That's a bad habit, isn't it?
Very common bad habit.
Yeah. A lot of people do that.
And some people who used to smoke will start biting their nails.
Right.
They've got to bring their hands to their mouth.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of it that way. Like, I know they'll eat, and that's the same kind of thing. Maybe the hands are coming up all the time. They got to have it up there.
Yeah.
And you don't just want to bring it up there and do nothing. You know what I mean? So you bite your nails, you eat, you lick your palm. What do you do? Suck your thumb, maybe?
You do this. Oh, there you go. That's much better.
Remember snippets?
Do, do, do. Do, 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 do. Yes, I do remember that.
And it wasn't anything. It was just a commercial. It wasn't a show or anything. Snippets, and they do the thing.
Do, 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 yeah.
And that was it, as far as I knew. Anyway, suck it. You want more on that or no?
More on biting your nails,
yeah. What about biting your toenails? Do people bite their toenails?
No, people don't
bite their toenails. I don't think I could reach my toes with my lips.
But then there's some kids that bite their nails. They never smoked before. I remember.
Well, your nails grow. And so they got to be cut somehow. And I think that's another thing that somebody, you know, I don't smoke and I used to bite my nails.
You used to bite your nails?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I don't know if it was necessarily a habit or just, you know, like, they're getting long, so I'm going to bite them. I didn't consider that like a habit. Like I had to bite them, and you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just I didn't use clippers. I don't know.
That's interesting because nails, I find, are a disgusting thing.
I don't find it at all.
Because the dirt comes down.
Especially the feet ones. I'm a foot man.
Like that's where all the dirt collects in there.
Well, yeah, but you don't have dirty. If they're not dirty, they're not dirty.
I know. As adults, you should keep your hands clean as possible.
Yeah, but hygiene's important. That's another habit.
But a kid, there's a certain level of hygiene that they have that's not
probably. Well, sure, I suppose, but.
I don't know. I guess it's how you're raised and what you think of sticking your hand in your mouth. I think my parents were way against that.
Oh, yeah?
Get your hands out of your mouth.
I think all parents are. They don't want you to bite your nails.
Sure.
Or maybe your hands from your mouth, I suppose, but.
Hey, I'm Big JD. Catch me with Lana. Catch me with Lippo. Filling up your weekend with streaming talk radio. Right here on the All Talk Radio Network, alltalkradio.net. And our shows are available as podcasts. For more information, visit www.bigjd.com.
I do remember sucking my thumb in grade school.
I sucked everybody's thumb. In grade school?
Yeah. There was about
when did you break that habit? High school?
No.
Once I went to grade 9. Sorry.
It was about like a 3 or 4. It was like for months. For some reason, I started sucking my thumb. I probably went through some traumatic experience.
Oh, you started then? Or you started when you were younger?
No, I started then, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember seeing other kids later on in life and saying, I know where you're at, buddy. For some reason.
I feel for you.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was with that, but I remember my brother's getting on my case for it. Well, you little baby, you suck your thumb. So.
What did you, I wonder what happens if you suck your thumb your whole life. Will it be all deformed and messed up?
You'd have some messed up teeth. That's for sure.
Yeah, I guess. Would you? Didn't they say something about that? That you'd get buck teeth if you sucked your thumb or something like that?
Oh, for sure. There's pressure you're putting on those teeth right here.
Depends on how hard you suck, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm getting an erection talking about all this sucking.
Jesus. You're not supposed to say that word.
What, Jesus? Or erection?
Yeah. Erectile misfunction. That's next week's show.
Is it?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. We already been through that.
Well, you've been through it. No, I don't know if you have or not. It's not my...
Oh, error login failed. I lost the net. And I don't know where, don't know how, don't know why. And we're going to, I guess, take a break for a second, and I'm going to try and punch back in. Apparently, we're not actually on the air broadcasting at this particular point in time.
So you still can't get on?
I don't know what you want me to try and do it as we go here. But let's continue talking about something. How about swearing and cursing? I'm going to try and log in as we go.
Yeah, keep going. We have internet. Your phone's not killing my internet this week.
Yeah, I'm doing what I can here, but how about swearing, cursing?
Cursing?
Like something I'd like to probably do right now, actually, because I'm having some issues
he's
here.
He's going
to
talk about swearing when he wants to swear.
God damn it!
What I want to know is, how did the word cursing mean swearing? Because the words were so evil that they actually put a curse on somebody or something? Like you said, some kind of religious French swearing, which is funny.
Anybody that's listening to this live, we just got knocked off the air somehow. We lost the server for some reason, but we're back. So
I think it was some evil server killing monster outside.
Cursed server.
Cursed.
Were you talking about the pharaohs, Egypt, would you say?
How did cursing, which means I'm putting a curse on something or just...
Yeah, how does that now relate to swearing?
Yeah, I don't understand. We never use the word cursing.
Cursing. It just has a different meaning, I think.
I think
cursing.
I think it does too.
But not necessarily, maybe. If you curse somebody out, you curse somebody. Say, you know, you're a dickhead or you're an asshole or something. Mm-hmm. That's maybe a form of curse. You know, like putting a curse on somebody, not necessarily a voodoo type curse, but a curse that, you know, saying something negative or bad towards somebody.
Okay.
Maybe in that kind of context. I don't know. And but that's, you wonder how they relate.
I do. And who said, used to say, curses?
Curses.
It's like a,
I don't know,
cartoon or something.
Like no,
one of Batman's.
Who was it?
I don't know. I'm
trivia question, folks. Win a t-shirt.
Win a Jabbercast t-shirt right here on the
Jabbercast. We need Jabbercast t-shirts, man. That iPodcast shirt that you gave me is great.
Yeah, you do need a shirt. That all that hairy chest stuff is
bothering. Hairy chest. I shave every week.
You shave your chest every week?
Everything.
Everything, he says.
I do. Okay. I'm clean shaven, man.
His legs.
See that?
Do you have hair?
Feel this. See?
Oh, that's nice. Do you have hair on your toes?
Very little.
Yeah, but you shave that as well?
No.
Oh, you leave the hair on your toes.
Yeah, I'm not going to shave. I'll probably cut my corns. No, that's too trouble. Like my knuckles or something, if right. I have hair. No, I don't see anything on them, but I wouldn't shave like that. I do my armpits, my legs, arms, my crack.
Nice.
No, I don't like get really crazy. I can't, some places I can't reach.
Sure. Some people get a Brazilian wax, they call
it. Yeah. I'd like that.
I'd like that.
Local rub and tug for that. How about whining?
No. You
know, always complain. I'm off again.
What?
Always complaining, whining about something. And the funny thing is that I don't know if...
You don't know if what?
I don't know if it's recording when it stops all the time. I sure hope it is.
Well, me too. Why? Well, yeah, it should be recording. We should have a backup recorder.
Yeah, we've always wanted to do that. And I think we did in the beginning, but I'm just going to take a look and see if the file's growing as we go here.
Growing files. It makes us want to whine about Lippo's... well, it's not my internet. My internet is pretty flawless, honestly. It works good all the time.
You got flawless internet? Okay, well, it seems like it's going, but I think every time it stops... Oh, my God, what do I got going on here?
Oh, my God. Is that a curse right there?
Yeah. Things are... The files are getting larger, and I guess it stops and starts on its own or something, so I'll have to concatenate these out later, whenever it is.
Well, that blows.
Yeah. Time is all cool, though, eh? You're hip with that?
I'm hip with
you
the time.
You got everything going on with the time?
I'm just push the start button.
Not broadcasting, but...
God, you're just cursing steady.
Oh, it says we're on the air now, so I don't know how that works because I'm not kicking the station, but that's weird. Anyway, oh no, error logging in or something. So I'm gonna try kicking again. See what happens here. The whining thing, though, we were on.
Yes. Do you think women are more susceptible to the bad habit of whining?
Yeah, I would say so.
And I think it's just the way they grow up.
Back on the air here.
And if they're spoiled or and they don't get their way, they get some whiny action happen. Some boys with some, I think it's a more feminine thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. I think women whine more than guys.
But we're guys. And I have to say, without, you know, being prejudiced against one sex or the other, one gender or the other, that women do whine more. Because I know my friends who have girls, they're whining. Mm-hmm. Whereas I grew up in a house of boys, and I don't remember any whining. So I don't know.
Yeah, I can't really say that we whined all that much either, my brother and I.
No.
But I've seen a lot of girls whine.
Mm-hmm. They want to get their way.
Given a lot of girls whine.
You've given a lot of girls whine.
Just kidding. You got to have something to melt the date rape pills. No.
What is it?
What's that?
GP.
Oh, THP. TCA. THP. D. DRD. What is it? What, the date rape thing or something?
Yeah. You DRD. I don't know. Date rape. Getting
a three-letter acronym. Slouching. How about slouching? Somebody that slouches all the time.
Oh, my son has that habit.
That's a bit of a habit, I think.
Yes.
You got to sit up straight.
Sit up straight.
Conduct yourself.
My son is really bad for that, and that's a bad habit that can actually affect you later on in life.
Sure.
You get bad posture and stuff.
Bad posture.
And your spine is...
You don't want somebody to just look at you and say, like, you're slouching. You know, stand up straight.
Yeah.
Don't slouch.
Exactly. And your spine it's very important because your spine is the source of all your good health.
I'm slouching right now, sort of, but I'm in a situation where my headphones don't reach the back of the chair.
You need some higher tech headphone action.
It's the...
He's going to sit closer.
There we go. I can sit up a little straighter. A little less load on the spine.
Big JD did.
Please. how about not showering, bathing, hygiene, not washing your hands?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Not washing your hands. Can a habit be...
Washing too much?
Not doing something. I don't know about that. I'm in the habit of not doing something. I think a habit is more proactive.
Right.
Whereas
I think you're right there too, yeah.
But then there's people who are obsessively compulsive and they have to wash their hands constantly.
That's a habit in some way. It might be a disease of some kind, but a habit.
I think it starts off as a habit, then it gets obsessive. And they they turn it into something that they realize that I just have to have it. You know who has that is Howie Mandel.
Mm-hmm.
The guy.
Yeah, he won't shake anybody's hand, touch anybody.
Yeah.
It's always the fist thing.
Yeah. Do you know how much germs are on your fist? No, I'm just kidding.
Just as much as the hand, I think. I don't know if there's that much of a difference, but they say, like, that's how you transfer colds and things like that because people cough into their hands and, you know, you touch things. And so I guess the back of your hand's not quite as bad.
No.
But still, you got a show with 50 gorgeous women on it and he doesn't touch anything?
25.
Something wrong there. 2,500, it's all the same. 25 is like 100 when you're listening to all that whining.
There's 50 breasts there, though, I guess. If you're thinking of 50. And he also, that's the reason he shaved his head.
Why?
Because he just felt it's too dirty.
Yeah, that's a little weird, though.
Yeah, he's a little weird. But he's funny as hell.
He is a funny guy, yeah. He used to be really funny when he was doing all his regular stand-up, comedy stand-up stuff, yeah.
I remember seeing him at St. Clair College.
How about, is it a habit not going to the doctor or dentist? Is that a habit? I have this habit of not going to find out what's wrong with me or take care of. I guess that's not a habit, really.
No, but there's some psychological action going on.
Yeah. Being late?
That's
habitual. Got a habit of being late all the time.
That's a habit. And I know our singer, Dan Taylor, if you're listening, Dan. He used to be really bad, like when he was in his late teens, early 20s.
I thought it was just drummers.
Yeah, it's funny how that works too. How drummers
are always late.
Drummers think that they can just get away with. They need me.
Yeah,
you know, they don't.
And we do.
Well, yeah, you can't do nothing without a drummer.
But yeah, it always seems it's the drummer.
We always pick on drummers.
Who's the whiner?
The drummer.
Is it the drummers that whine? Yeah, I think it is.
Maybe the singers.
Singers are the biggest whiners. Yeah, for sure. I never was though. I never cared about nothing.
No, you didn't even remember the words to your own songs.
I never whined about anything.
Get her done.
But I wasn't your regular singer, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's usually lead singers.
That's
not so much like, you know,
singer, guitar.
Dan whine very much. He's a guitar player singer. I wouldn't imagine he does.
Dan does not whine.
Yeah. See, I never whined, but I was the guitar player singer, so.
But he was late a lot.
Yeah. Depends on your reason, too. If you don't have reasons to be late, that's not good.
No, it's what you perceive as the amount of time it's going to take. Which, speaking of time, we're going to take a break right now.
Okay, I got one little thing. Oh, now I got two. I got the little dot on the bottom, and I got the first level thing there for the being connected to the internet here. I think we should hardwire is what should happen, but hardwired. I don't know how that works here. Your thing is way back somewhere, isn't it? Or did you have a cable in this room?
Nope.
No cable here?
No cable in this room.
I think we need to hardwire for doing the show if we're doing it here because I can't stay connected.
That's actually a really good idea. We could do the show in Jonas's bedroom.
Whatever.
We could do it downstairs now, I think about it, though.
Whatever works for us, but we need to be wired. I think we should be wired to do it.
That's a good idea.
Or a long enough cable or something. I don't know if my 25-footer will be long enough to connect.
But the longer the cable you have, the crappier you're doing something to the
system. It's got
to
be better than this, though. This just boots me off. I wouldn't get booted off without a long cable. I always use long cables. For almost forever, I've used 25-footers.
25-foot phone cables.
Cat 45J, whatever. You know.
Oh, yeah, we could use that for sure.
Will it reach 25-footer?
Maybe.
We'll have to try that.
Sure. I'm all for it.
We're on Bad Habits, of course, this week. And just, we just did a couple of Jabbercast commercials there on Touch of Class Radio every Sunday morning. And you can go to, actually, the best place to go is thejabbercast.com. You'll find out all the information about the show, when we air, when we're live, that you can get in touch with us in many different ways. Mm-hmm. From the contact page of the site, what can they do?
They can leave a My Jingo message.
That's right.
There's a little widget there at the bottom. It says, please leave me a message. And just click that, and you're going to get taken to another page where you can record your message. And the cool thing is that if you record your message and you don't like it, you can just hit the record button again. It says, hey, you know you're going to get rid of the message you already recorded. So do it until you get it right.
Yeah, take your time. Do a few takes there if you need to. Leave us an ID. Hey, this is Bob, and I'm listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo, or whatever, or leave us a show topic or something, or email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com if you want to leave us a show topic, an idea of some kind. Curse us.
Curse us.
What else we got going on? Visit our friends at theeasymacpodcast.com.
Who are they?
Jeff and Mike.
They're cool guys, aren't
they? They are. Yeah. And my favorite guys, actually, aside from Big JD and Lippo.
Besides ourselves. So yeah, it's all the links to the other podcasts there as well?
The links to all the other podcasts where? From where? From the Jabbercast?
From the Jabbercast.
I think the Jabbercast, Easy Mac Podcast, all these sites have links to other podcasts and stuff. But if you find that you just can't get enough of Big JD, then but I'm just saying, if you go to bigjd.com, there is a program guide there with links to the shows that we do, and I have got a couple other podcasts, and there's also a links page with some of the other stuff that Lippo does, and so you can actually get everything from bigjd.com at this point in time.
And that's easy to remember, too.
We should almost have a Big JD and Lippo site. Strictly Big JD and Lippo.
I like bigjd.com.
BigJD.com is cool.
It kind of
rolls. And it just got a makeover.
Yes, it did. And it looks great. And it rolls off your tongue.
Yeah. BigJD.com.
Yeah.
Rolls right off the tongue.
It's like Yahoo or Google. BigJD. Yeah.
Maybe it'll be like that someday. Hey.
I don't know if it's going to be that big, but.
Bigger. Big JD.
Would you sell your name?
It depends on how much I got paid.
$1 million.
Why not? Okay. I'm sold, man. I think basking in the sun in Florida. No, I don't know. Not eating well. Is that a... we're off again.
No.
I give up. That's what I say.
Give up on being connected.
I don't know. I'll continue to try and connect here. What did I say? Not eating well? Is that a bad habit?
Well,
or is eating snacks... You know, kind of thing, a bad habit.
There's eating habits. As humans, we need to eat and to stay alive. And the way we eat, since we do it every day, something that you do supposedly, which I wanted to get to this fact, and I'm surprised I'd sooner, is to develop a habit, you do it for 7 days. If you do something for 7 days, you should be able to continue to do it on a regular basis. So if you're trying to develop a good habit... Mm-hmm. You do it for 7 days, and supposedly you can keep doing it. Eating is something that we do every single day. So the way that you do it is going to be locked in pretty much, unless you're just a wacky eater and you eat differently every day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that the way that you eat is pretty habitual? The way that, you know, you do it by habit?
I don't know if I'd refer to it as habit, but I got a habit. I mean, have it. Food.
Yes, of course. You got
bad have joke. It. No, well, I don't really consider it a habit, but it's I've kind of conformed to a way of eating. You know, I don't think it's a habit, or somebody else could pick up my habit, or you know what I mean. I think it's a conscious choice.
Okay,
but I think going to the cupboard and grabbing out the cookies is a bad habit, kind of thing.
Right.
You know, or always picking out of the candy jar on the table there or something. It's that can be a, I suppose, a bad habit. He's got a habit of eating, you know, candy all the time, or got a habit of having to stop for chips at every convenience store or something. Mm-hmm. Like it's a kind of sort of a bad habit to be in.
For sure.
There's probably a better term for that as opposed to habit, I think. It's not, it doesn't seem the same as like biting your nails habit. You know what I mean?
But it is. I think it's similar though.
Yeah, it's very similar, very close.
The reason I mention it is because since I've been off work, like when I'm at work, I have a certain way that I eat, and you know, I pack a lunch and I get home and I,
yeah,
you know, you're on a certain wave, certain routine, which is habit, has a lot to do with routine. You do certain things in your routine by habit.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I'm not working, I tell you, I eat, I'm all over the road. It's out of hand how much weight I've gained since I, been off work.
Yeah, it definitely changes. Same. I mean, I've been off too, and I don't eat like I eat pretty good, but I don't eat like I would, you know, on that scheduled regimen, you know, where
exactly
everything's the same all the time. You go to work and your breaks are all at the same time and all that. So it's really helps keep you focused.
That's what
so it changes things. Yeah. And some things that more along the lines of the biting nails, like the real habits, like leaving lights on. That's a habit, I think.
Oh.
Leaving light, not shutting the lights off when you leave a room, kind mm-hmm. of thing. That's, I think that's a habit. That's a bad habit.
That's an expensive habit.
Sure.
And my son has a similar type of habit. He'll go into the kitchen to grab a spoon, a bowl, and
leave some doors open.
And the doors. And the drawers. Yeah, yeah. It's like, hello.
Let me tell you about leaving the doors open.
Tell me.
Lana. we have in the our bathroom, we have two cupboard things. You know, you have like a cupboard over the toilet or something with stuff like your toothbrush and whatever, and yes, it got two little doors on it.
Mm-hmm.
We have another one on the right across from it on the other side. It's a little bit bigger one, some nasty corners on it. Anyways, so I have most of my stuff in one. She's got her stuff in another one because of so much stuff women have to have in the bathroom.
Of course.
And anyways, she's up for work in the middle of the night, and she'll leave a door on her cupboard open.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it doesn't affect me until I turn around from the toilet, or if it's just dark and I don't even want to turn a light on or whatever, I'll just sit down in there and do my thing, or take a crap, or take a leak, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And because I usually don't have anything on anyway, no pants to pull down, nothing. I just, you know,
let it
do
happen.
My thing. Yeah. Let the boys hang in a bowl and go. Anyways,
the boys.
I'll get up, stand up, and whack right on the corner of the door that was left open.
Oh.
And it's the middle of the night, and you don't see anything. You just whacked in the face by this door that's left open, and that drives me crazy, man. And that's a habit.
What do you say when that happens?
Oh, I curse.
Exactly.
I swear. That's another habit.
And it's directed right
but it's she life. Doesn't do it very often, but sometimes, you know what I mean? And it's, oh, hate that. Or another habit of finishing off the toilet paper roll and Liz leaving nothing there.
She does
for the next guy.
Oh.
That happens a lot. And I think partially because I think like we have the wet wipes in there too or something.
Oh, yeah.
So she, and I don't use those.
Okay.
I'm just fresh and clean all the time. I don't need that stuff. Anyways, she'll use that, you know what I mean? And it's still there. So whether there's a roll of toilet paper or not, it's not going to really matter as much to her.
No, I see.
What I mean? So I go in there, of course, and either I got to use the sloppy wet nap thing, or I got to waddle my way with my panties down to get myself another roll.
That's just plain old rude. I'm glad that my wife and I share a bathroom as opposed to our kids, because I'm sure our kids do the same thing. They're always yelling at each other. Here, give me a roll of toilet paper.
Your wife don't leave you hanging?
No, she doesn't leave me hanging.
No, that's pretty good.
We're pretty set in there. But
I can't say it happens all the time, but it's just annoying when it happens. I would imagine maybe I don't know. I think I'm more conscious of it because I always like lots of rolls of paper there.
Okay, we're going to, speaking of taking a break, I got to go take a leak.
We're off right now.
Are we?
Yeah. This commercial's got 20 seconds left. But,
you think you got a radio voice? Want to try being a DJ? Be sure to go to www.atouchofclassradio.com and fill out the DJ application form.
Whoa, we almost had the jabber quote there. I suppose we could just slip it in now anyways. Bring it on! Big JD and Lippo, back on the air. With a jabber quote. And this week's jabber quote brought to us by
Stephen Larry.
Stephen Barry's.
Stephen Barry's.
Clothes place?
Yes.
Oh, Stephen Larry's.
Everything's $10.
$10, $5. I like Stephen Barry's. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we should get a sponsorship from them.
We should. We just mentioned them on the show. I think they owe us money.
They do. I'll send them
But you won't let them give me money.
I'll send them.
Remember how you wouldn't let anyone give me money?
That's right. That's a bad habit of mine.
Yeah. Spending money, there's a bad habit.
Yes. And I know a woman who has a freaking wicked shopping habit.
Your wife?
No, it's not my wife.
Mine?
I don't know. Does she?
Well, I don't know. She shops.
She's a shopper.
I think all women do. Well, do you know a particular woman that shops like crazy?
Yeah. Our drummer's wife. And he'll admit it to you full-fledged, my wife's got a problem.
Yeah.
She just.
And another habit is impulse buying. When you're at the cash register, and that's why they put the thing on the wall there. Oh, yeah. Grab that and throw it on to pay for that too.
Sure.
Impulse buying is a bad habit.
It can be.
Yeah.
And some people are impulse buyers, not at the cash register.
Right. Yeah. They just.
Well, there's a rototiller I need. I think I'll pick that up.
Rototiller.
By the way, if anybody knows anybody who has a rototiller for sale, I'll buy it.
You looking for a rototiller?
I am. Huh? I'll take one as long as it starts right away. That's the main thing.
Hear me out at thejabbercast.com. Sell your rototiller.
Oh, crap and poop. I forgot the timer.
Crap and poop. What's our quote this week?
Oh, yeah, we got a quote from one of my dad's favorite persons.
Okay.
Aristotle.
Ooh.
Famous philosopher. We are what we... Oh, that's easy for you to say.
We are what we say.
We are what we repeatedly do.
I've heard other things like that. We are what we eat.
Listen.
Okay.
Excellence is therefore not an act, but a habit.
You see, you lost me right from when I butted in. Give it to us again, please.
We are what we... It's not... We are what we... See, there's too many W's in four words right there.
You lost me again. Start at the beginning.
We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence is therefore not an act, but a habit. So excellence is a habit. Doing good things is a habit. It's not something you're going to go out of your way to do. It's just built in because it's habitual.
Habitual or instinctual?
Habitual. We are what we repeatedly do. We are what we repeatedly do.
Who does
we
the tune? Habitual offender.
Michael Jackson.
Close.
No, I don't know.
Very close.
Is it really?
Ted Nugent.
Close. How is that close? How is Ted Nugent?
I don't know. I could probably think of some reason, but I was just playing around.
Well, Michael Jackson was on the Motown label. And
Ted Nugent's from Motown.
There we go.
Motown City Madman.
That's close.
So
yeah,
that was great. Thanks for that.
See, it's too deep for you. I picked
it. It's too long for me. We are what we repeatedly
do. Excellence is therefore not an act, but a habit. Excellence is not an act.
It's the second part. Just I don't know those two parters. They give you the little thing, and then they give you a little thing about it.
That's right.
And then...
This week's Jabber Quote brought to you by Stephen Larry. Used clothes. buy your shirts at
Not to be confused with Stephen Barry's.
That's right.
How about forgetting? Is what? That a habit? I forgot.
No.
Forgetting. No. He's always forgetting to do, you know, maybe a certain thing. He's always forgetting to shut the lights off is a habit. You're always forgetting to buy an anniversary card. That's a bad habit.
But do we...
You get beat up.
Do we... when we forget to turn the lights off habitually...
My bar's no seatbelt. That's a bad connection. Bad habit.
There we go. That's right. If you don't wear your seatbelt, that's a bad... if you get a bad connection on your seatbelt...
Yeah, then you can't wear it. But not wearing your seatbelt is a bad habit.
Yes.
Just like other driving, that's, you know, speeding.
That is a perfect... That is the perfect habit.
Speeding?
And it's so... It illustrates what a habit is. No, seatbelts. Oh. Would you not say?
Yeah.
You get in a car...
That's a bad habit not to put that on.
I know. When you do it, though, that's really the... epitome of the definition of a habit.
Yeah.
It's not
something... It should be a habit.
It's, of course it should be a habit. And it's good to get your kids in that kind of habit. Another one, wearing your helmet when you go bike riding.
Bicycle.
Bicycle riding.
Yeah. That's a good habit to be in.
It's a good habit.
There are good habits, actually, and we didn't mention that.
No, we're talking about bad habits today.
That's right. Oh, yeah, the show's on bad habits, but there are good habits.
Yes, there are. And not doing that is kind of not a habit, but it's the failure to... develop a good habit. I was talking to my buddy and his kids don't ever wear their helmets.
For some reason, it seems that I pop back on air automatically now. So what were you saying about one of the kids, I think? Sorry.
I was talking about one of my buddies and he All says right. his kids never wear their helmet.
Bicycling?
Bicycling, cycling? Yeah.
Yeah, you should wear a helmet.
Meanwhile, if my kids don't wear their helmet, they're not biking.
Is it actual law now or a bylaw or something or what yes. is it?
It's a law in Ontario. If you're under 16, you got to wear your helmet. Okay. If you're out and about on the roadways.
Speaking of under 16, when I look at kids now that are like 16 years old, and I think to myself sometimes like, wow, they just don't seem like they should be driving. They seem so much like a kid, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't know if that's...
No, I don't think that's you. I think I have that feeling about some of the guys that I used to drive with. I'm like, yeah. Ooh, this guy is...
I think maybe it's the people, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah. There were some pretty dumb drivers when I was a kid, even. I'm thinking, I don't want to be like that. That's just taking your life in your hands. But yeah, we still share the road with these people.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They're still driving
by.
We share
the road with some really bad... I went to Metro Airport, Detroit, Michigan this morning. Mm-hmm. There was a really bad accident on I-94.
Bummer.
Somebody smashed into the guardrail.
On the way to the airport?
3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Nobody should be drinking at, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. If you drink enough, the alcohol is not going to be out of your system until another day or two later anyways.
Oh, for sure.
Shouldn't be on the road for a week.
Exactly. You wake up in the morning and you're still smelling like...
JD.
That's awesome. Now you mentioned that and I was going to say the exact same thing.
I got drunk on some big JD.
But I wasn't going to say JD. I was going to say Jack Daniels. I'm thinking, I'm not going to say JD because he's sitting right there.
It's the bottle, man. Yeah. They always had the coolest bottle, eh? Jack Daniels. I don't know, for some reason. It was a neat bottle.
Yes, it was.
So anyways, we're getting close to being out of time here on the Jabbercast, and hope you enjoyed today's show on bad habits. And next week...
It's going to be... I have no idea. I should be honest.
It's the same thing every week.
It is the same thing. I have a bad habit of not going to...
It's okay. We're not in the air anyways.
So we could just edit this any way we want. Yeah,
I'm going to connect. So tell everybody about the podcast.
The podcast next week is going to be about... Oh, look at that.
But keep on talking.
Okay. Next week, it's going to be Cougars and Boy Toys. Cougars. Cougars. Spelled with a E. And Boy Toys. Hookers, Johns, Brothels, Porn, Sex, and Dollars. $4, sorry. Wow, the good life.
Okay, I just want to tell everybody really quick that you can get the podcast right at thejabbercast.com or go to bigjd.com. You can get all the shows there, find out when we're on, what we're doing, and you'll find all the podcasts from there and everything. I wanted to get that in before we get kicked off the air again for all you people who are listening live. What were you saying?
Where did you get the idea for our Cougar and Boy Toys show for next week?
I don't know. I think Lana and I were talking about cougars one day or something. I just thought it was funny. They call the older women cougars that... Older women that dig younger guys kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be neat to do a show on that. I think we saw something on TV or something, and I think I heard it occasionally, but, it's funny. Cougars. I think it was a TV commercial or something. Two girls are looking at some lady talking to somebody, and the one girl says, oh, that's my... It was talking to her husband, and she says, you don't mind talking? I said, no, that's his mother. you know, kind of thing. She thought it was a cougar picking up her, you know, kind of thing. I think they said the word cougar or something anyway, but.
All right.
Is that it?
That's going to be it.
All right. We'll see you next week, and hopefully we don't have the problems we had this week. Thanks. From Big JD and Lippo.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback occurred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.